there's no complaints. I thought Lee were really good. He's taught us a lesson in completing high and turning the ball over in the right area. So no complaints for us. I thought they were very good and we were on today.
How frustrating is it that you created so many chances and just didn't take them?
Yeah, I think that's the tough part for me. I think we made 6 line breaks and dropped 4 balls off the back of it. So it shows we can create the opportunities. And it's just executing them big moments, which we didn't do today. And usually off the back of our rows, we defend it. And we didn't today. We played a very good team. We caught us out.
You must be able to take some comfort from the fact you've ripped open a good team enough to win the game.
I agree with you, Matt. I think we showed that. For even as poor as he was with the ball, if we isolate the moment where Satfulton makes a line break and Ethan catches the ball, I think it goes in at 26, potentially 26-18, so we're still back in the game. But yeah, when you create so many line breaks, if you score them, you know, it's a different game. But we didn't, and they got to the right end of the field, scored some tries on last plays and caught us out. It doesn't matter how you score them, you score them and that's all that matters.
Even before they go 8-0 up, I think you've got 2 good chances, guide us so well, and then drops the ball 10 metres out. I think there was a chance down the left edge. You just didn't. You could have been 8-0 up, and it's a very different game.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Like I said, when you make so many line breaks, it's frustrating when we don't score them, because we prioritise ourselves and our shape and our push, and then when you can't execute it, have to do the hard work by making the line break, which most teams probably don't make 6 line breaks in 2 games, and we've done 1 game against a very good team. So yeah, that's really frustrating, but they've completed at 92%, we've completed at 62%. You're never going to win games in Super League at 62% completion.
I was going to say, certainly in that second quarter of the first half, you had so many sets in there, 20, and you put the ball down early. That must be, well, what can you put that down to?
I don't know. It's unlike us. It is unlike us. So that's the anomaly for us. We don't usually do that. I don't like to put it down to having a new spine in there, but we've got Riley in there with Chris Atkin. I think it's our maybe 12th combination in regards to spine players. So, but yeah, it wasn't down to them too, that why we didn't execute their moments. It was collectively across the board, so I don't know the answer, Matt.
You seemed to be a lot more direct in that second half, amplified by Chris Atkin running straight through and scoring. Was that a message at half-time from Moore?
No, it wasn't, Matt. No, it was play our style, stick to the game plan of what we showed you, how to break Lee down. And I think we did that. We broke them down. We done the part that broke them down. We just didn't finish it off the back of it. So we spoke about making sure that we get their edges working, their middles over first. And we did that part, but we just didn't execute the moments.
You mentioned the spine. Jaden didn't make it. Is he going to be okay for next week?
Yeah, it's really frustrating. If the game was probably another 2 days later, Jaden would have played. He just couldn't recover in time. I actually went and seen him today. I went into our training facility a little bit earlier than the game, and he's running. He's saying another day I could have played. So again, it's part of the frustration, but hey, it happens.
I was a reaver because it was a very unusual ball carry, and he obviously got hurt. Is he all right?
Yeah, he's pretty dazed, actually. Yeah, he's not in a great place at the moment.
He definitely misses next week. Frustrating for him because he's really been enjoying this starting berth, hasn't he?
He has. So Arabi asked me, he wanted to start, and I said, I don't think you're a starter. I said, you've got to prove to me when you get the opportunity that you can start. And he's been great. He's took the bull by the horns, if you like, excuse the pun. But yeah, he's got to be better in his minutes. He's got to be tighter in his defence, which he's shown he can do. And I think in the adverse times that we've had leading to this round, Arabi playing and starting, playing longer minutes has really helped him and helped him develop into a starting Super League player.
So when you review this game and you go back, do you focus more on the positives, the breaks and that, or do you hone in on the execution, the errors? Where do you go?
Yeah, I'm quite calculated. I'm always forward thinking. That's why I'm quite emotionless, because I'm always thinking. So I know my review already. It'll be line break error, because he'd try. That'll be the theme of the review, which we fixed a line break up and scoring. Different situation.
Yeah. So overall, do you leave not satisfied? You're not won the game, but content enough with what you see. You see enough where you can go and go, you know what, we're still on the right track here.
Yeah, we're definitely on the right track. There's no stress in the performance today. We were still, effort was there, commitment was there, execution wasn't. We'll keep working on that, but it shows that we can break down top quality Super League opposition at times with ease.
Just lastly, Caleb came off late on for Luke Cooley. I know he had a couple of difficult moments earlier in the game. Was that a tactical thing, or something different?
No, so he's been struggling with his abductor all week. He was really in a lot of pain, so having Luke on the bench freed him up to for Caleb to potentially have a bit of rest in the game. I'd like to have been in a different circumstance where we were winning the game and I could have given Luke a bit of game time, but it just didn't pan out that way.
Just on that lack of execution, Kurt, were there any indicators during the week that that was going to happen today?
No. The way we train, the way we prep is always highly skilled, and you make line breaks and you've got a scoring mick, and we just didn't today. No, there was no signs leading to making the errors.
We know Jaden didn't train all week, so I'm not saying you're making an excuse, but yeah. You know, certainly Chris Atkin, Riley Dean have had a full week together in the house.
Yeah, they have, but it's always at the point if Jaden's going to play, so you're always a little bit, not unaware, that's the wrong word, aware of the situation, but the uncertainty if Jaden's going to make it or not, but... They were both really good in regards to how they prepped for the game. I thought Chris Atkin probably had his best game for the club. So again, that's a bonus for us. And Riley's still learning to play at this level. So they're still positive to take from the game, as Matt just said.
Half-time, obviously, you're trailing 14-0. You get that early score from Chris Atkin. And then I think Lee go back-to-back. That must have been disappointing.
Very, very disappointing. Like I said, Lee are a very good team. They completed at 92%. And the frustration for us, if we complete up around 85% after the back of our linebacks, I still think we could have won that game, even though we were at 92%.
Half-time, Luke Hurley was still on the bench. Were there any thoughts, perhaps, tinkering with the spine?
No.
And just on, obviously, what you've seen today, does it feel like, based on what happened last week, this is perhaps a step back, or how much sort of work do you think needs to go in this week in training?
No, the thing I've just spoken to the team about now is this performance has to fuel us for Catalan. This has to be the drive now to go and get our first win on the road, which is over in France, which is no bigger challenge. This performance has to drive us to go and beat Catalan this week.
And the fact it's such a short turnaround now to Saturday, does that help you in terms of being focused?
No, we'll come in tomorrow, we'll review, we'll be off Tuesday, we'll hit our big day Wednesday, we'll travel to France, and I'm hoping we've got a field in France to train Friday, so the week won't change by a little bit of travel.
I know you've touched upon Aribe Doro. Dan Russell appeared to go off as well. What was up with Dan?
So Dan was struggling through the game. I think he had a knock to the head, but he passed his... Sorry, he was okay. Then we got the message he probably needs to come off and check him. And then we had Phoenix on the bench, so that was the situation that had occurred there.
Are you expecting Dan to be okay for Saturday?
I'm not sure right now. I'm not sure. It's a little bit dusty in the changing rooms.
With the injuries you had today, how close was Elliot Poposhi to being activated as 18th man?
Yeah. To be fair, I think Lee were a lot worse than what we were. They were all over the place towards back end of the game. Again, adds to the frustration, because if we'd have got back in the game at 26-18, I think we probably could have pinched it for as poor as we was with the ball.
And just on Phoenix Steinway, it was only his third appearance for the club. He came late along. What's your thoughts on Phoenix?
Yeah, again, he probably played, the last maybe 20 minutes of the game. He still nearly made a line break. The kid's clearly got potential. We just need to see more of him and he'll get more game time. And we're hoping there's a player in there.
Yeah, obviously you mentioned to me in the week, Kurt, about obviously you had options on that right wing, even with Jaden, now Connor, Guy, Luke, can all sort of play there. I obviously watched Bulls all last year and I really thought Guy was an excellent defensive winger. Was that part of the reason behind choosing Guy, selecting Guy as the one to play on the right wing today, that you felt he could offer you something in that prospect, or were there other thoughts behind it?
No, it was, I've spoke to Lee Greenwood in particular, who's coached Guy a lot more than I have, and he spoke about Guy's probably more comfortable on the wing than he is centre. I'd spoken to Guy. Guy was equally confident in playing both positions. He's a confident guy. I thought he did some really good things in the game. He got one moment wrong within one of the tries where I've spoke to him systematically, but he just held his nerve a little bit longer. He'd have probably caught the ball in a stronger position. But overall, I thought Guy was pretty good.
Absolutely. And that was good was Ryan. So obviously with the injuries, he played such big minutes today. That's a heck of an effort from someone that obviously you like to rotate your props, as a lot of people do, but he had to play a lot of minutes today with sort of players going down.
Yeah, he falls out with me when I take him off. He does, he falls out with me. He's a leader. He's a leader for us. He's a very good Super League front rower. He'll get better. He's understanding still the system of how we play. But yeah, it's certainly really important to how we play and for us moving forward as a club.
Just touch upon it a little bit again. Obviously, how difficult is that? I know it makes it obviously Riley and Chris have trained all week, but as you said to us in the presser, you're kind of hoping, look, if Jaden's fit, he's going to play. How difficult is that to balance when you're the head coach, but like you kind of want to go in the game with Jaden and you have to make a bit of a last minute decision on, we're not going, maybe you have to go Riley and Chris?
It's probably not as difficult as you think. I'm very black and white in how I speak and deliver to the group. Lads know who the starting players are, the lads who know they're fighting to get into the team. So yeah, there's no stress from us. We're pretty comfortable with the conversations where we need to be, who's playing where and who isn't playing, and the group respond very well to that.
There were lots of fine margins today. You mentioned the Zach break and Ethan not overrunning the ball almost. There was potentially a hard tackle on Womery in the corner? Do you think you got a little bit of lucky in certain aspects today?
I don't know. If the game was a lot closer, I'd have probably sitting here and been a lot firmer on that. But when you can see 13 points, it kind of takes it away from you. So I'll have no complaints about any officials today.
Is it still that work in progress then, that edge defence? It's not easy, some great wingers in Super League, but again, a lot of the tries obviously came down the sides.
Yeah, it did. It's frustrating because Lee are a team that set up for that one big play. And when you don't defend that one big play, they hurt you because of the quality and the detail they play with. So we've got to be better at dealing with that set up play to defend that one big play. And it's still an ongoing process for us. Again, we've got so many different personnel and changes. We've just got to get some continuity and hopefully get some reps together.
You mentioned it was a bit of a bruising game. Dan, Caleb, Reeves, everyone else seems to come through okay. Have we got any more people kind of struggling a bit after the game?
No,
what are you thinking,
Art? No, yeah, I think we're okay. I think we're okay.
That's good to hear. Cheers, mate.
Mate, I was just going to ask you, sorry about the phone, by the way.
It's okay.
They said on the TV that Aribi Doro didn't have a mouth guard in, and that's why they wouldn't let him go back on. Is that what happened?
Yeah, he doesn't wear one.
Right.
Aribi doesn't wear the gum shield, so he can't go back on.
And what do you kind of think of that? Because it's happened a few times this season in different clubs, hasn't it?
I don't know. What I think is Aribi's a grown man. He makes his own decision. Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty strange how we force somebody to wear one. If Aribi doesn't want to wear one, I'll support him.
This is West Yorkshire Rugby League Radio with Mick the Game Caller Gledhill.